Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in red today, and so are kind of a mixed day on the cattle. And, of course, gold is a little lower. So it seems like anything that was higher yesterday is lower today. Now, that said, the dollar is sharply higher, has been higher. It's kind of sold off its highs for a little bit, but still moving quite quickly. Our target on the dollar, basis of March, or a lead contract, I should say, on the dollar index is 95. And we've been nicely over 92.3 here today. The concern is, by the trade, is that the dollar is going to cause us to lose exports and what have you. That may not be totally true. The dollar move has basically enhanced the attitude, I believe, by China, I better be buying today because it gets more expensive tomorrow. And I think that also was part of their huge buying done from the beginning of the new crop year on. So, long story short, should we ever get to a time here, when we do get to a time here, and the dollar's looking like it's peaking and going to start to roll over and go into a downtrend, that attitude will change. And it'll be, why should I buy today? It'll be cheaper tomorrow. So I'm not totally agreeing with the attitude. It always has been, no matter what price level we've been, which supplier in the world is more profitable. And when you have South American beans being sold in dollars as well as U.S., it was only natural they would basically come to us first, they do anyway, and then book up all their needs. Once the South American crop is realized or close to being realized that it is going to materialize as a huge record crop, then I would suspect China will probably roll some of our sales over to South America and be doing so as they're going into harvest. The basis will fall through the floor down there, and they'll end up buying beans back a lot cheaper there. Plus, just the fact they canceled with us would possibly also help enhance the break of the market at that time. So I don't think the thought process that we're going to lose demand or business because of the dollar is totally, I guess in my view, totally on target. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.